Hey, dudes. What's up? It's your boys.
I'm bald.
You don't look...
Like, that doesn't make sense.
You don't look bald. You got hair.
Nah, yeah. I was just going
to
mint.
You know how unprofessional it is, by the way, for us to start this show and both be looking off to the left because we're obsessed with ourselves?
Hey, shut
no,
up.
No, let's just all do... Let's
yeah,
just
you
do
stare
our show
into
later.
A camera all day. I don't do it. Often enough, so I don't stare right into
make,
the meat of it.
Let people see your face, dude. Yeah, let them see your face. They don't need to see my face. They don't need to see
monstrosity.
It. Yeah. Is this high? I feel like this is high.
You're high. You why are you fucking with my puffer? It wants to
don't
be
lie
where
and do that
to
me, man. I don't
it
like
where,
it. That's better. I would rather it be like that than sort of wrong. All right. Hey, what's up, Pro Xbox? How you doing, man? Good to see you over here. Hi, everybody listening online or watching us on Twitch. Taylor Maniche, it's good to see all you guys. Hope you're doing well. Thank you for the host. Waiting for that follow. But hey.
What's up?
Not much, man. Colby came in here today, and literally the first thing he said to me was, don't make me yell. And I said, okay. And then he said, don't make me talk either.
I can do a lot on a talk show, can I?
Yeah, you can do a lot. Because apparently,
I'm actually feeling great after that whiskey shot.
Yeah, he's got
a lot better.
He's got, what do you call it? A sinus infection, right? That's what you said?
There's bacteria in my throat that's causing me to...
Right. And so...
Want to commit the most heinous suicide ever.
Yeah, thanks for the follow.
Just the most grotesque way.
And
like, if I could take my throat and then beat it up, that's what I really want.
You wouldn't be able to do it, though, ironically, because...
I'd be dead.
Yeah.
But...
It's horrible.
That's where I'm at in life.
Yeah. It's like...
And it's lasted for, like, 7 days, man. I'm fucking done.
Most of the things...
5 days.
...that could be affected by sickness, you could beat to death.
What?
But you couldn't do your throat, brain, heart... Like, if your arm had a pain... You could cut your arm off and you could beat your arm.
Beat that shit. I'd still live.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it would debilitate you. Don't get me wrong, but we're talking about strictly the ability to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The leg you could do. Mm-hmm. You know, you could probably get by without one kidney, right? You can live without a kidney.
I know someone who lives without a kidney. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I ask a really stupid? It's too early to do this. Can I ask a stupid question?
Yeah, man.
Okay. So we have a friend that has fatty liver disease. All right.
Oh, do we?
Well, a friend.
As in you and I, or like...
Well, you know of this person.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. The point is they have fatty liver disease.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Can you take out a liver and then, like, trim the fat and then put it back in?
I'd assume so, man.
Right?
They could switch hearts.
Right.
They could switch brains.
Like, they could
down.
Keep you alive without organs.
Yeah.
Through the use of machines.
Right.
Like, why if you have, like, high cholesterol... Can they not just take your heart out, you know, just put some canned air in there or whatever they do to clear out that chalk or whatever,
uh-huh.
and then put it back in you? Like, if money was no issue, couldn't you do that? What's up, Taco? How you doing, man?
I see white people.
Like, isn't that...
Can you not afford it? I feel like that's real expensive having somebody can spray your heart
out. Well, I'm saying without money being an issue, because clearly it's an elective surgery. But do you think that...
It's not really elective. Like, it's kind of, you know, life.
Well, yeah, but it's elective. It's elective. Menace is talking about, extra organs. Like, what if you had 3 kidneys and 2 livers?
The 2 livers thing would help out, wouldn't
like,
it?
Yeah. Like, you could just drink more, and you have
really
a drinking liver, and you have
why
a other drinking liver.
Why haven't we done that yet?
Maybe.
Is it the whole, like, we could, should kind of thing?
My guess is because the human body, my assumption would be that if you add something, that's just as bad as taking it away, you know? I don't think it's like
a
car where you just add, you know, 2 more cylinders, boom, it's faster.
No.
I don't think it's like I put 2 hearts in here, I'm now a racehorse. Like, I don't think that's how human bodies work, because I feel like if it was, we would have already done that, right? There would be someone out there with 2 hearts.
Well, yeah,
like wouldn't we give Steve Jobs, like, two new pancreases?
The risk is that it would be rejected by the body. It would think it's like a...
Yeah, but rich people, they grow like humans for those people.
That's a movie.
No. Have you heard about the Blood Boys?
No.
Okay, so
what?
In Silicon Valley, you watch that show?
No.
I believe it was the most recent season. One of the characters is Gavin Belson, and he's the head of Hooli, which is Google. So he's like this uptight douchey Silicon Valley rich bigwig guy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a blood boy. which is basically like a guy who looks like you, someone in their young early 20s that are really fit in good health. Okay, we lost you at the good health part, but they're fit and they're healthy. They live like they're the traditional Southern California hipsters, believe in clean living and all that stuff. And what they do is they come into the office and they do blood transfusions with Gavin Belson, like once every 2 weeks.
That sounds like
so me. he gets young blood put into his body
that
to keep him alive.
Make any sense.
And just I think last week,
I think you produce new blood.
There was a story that came across the desk about Blood Boy startup is a real thing now, and people are actually for the rich giving up their bodies to give them their blood.
That's fucked.
For money, and then the rich get to live off the blood, you know?
How much money?
I don't think you qualify, no matter what, dude. I think you've got to have a sterling
fine,
record.
Bro.
You don't know that. You're just
My
saying that. You don't
fine.
Know. Have you had your blood checked recently?
Yeah.
What's your blood type?
Q.
Then I think you're the universal giver. You're right.
I'm good.
I got a couple extra kidneys that you can drink sewage, piss glacier water. Exactly, dude.
That'd be sweet.
That would be great. I don't know, dude. But that's real. That's a real thing that's happening. People, like, I don't know if it works, but, you know, essential oils don't work either. And people still slap those on their neck or whatever. So I just triggered half of the chat or whoever, you know.
You trigger me, man.
And you think my pigeon theory is bad? What's the pigeon theory? Do you remember her pigeon theory?
Government using pigeons to spy on people.
I don't remember saying that was bad. I said that could be. It's not true because there's no pigeons here at all.
I saw a pigeon the other day.
Dude, the only place
that
there's pigeons
Colorado.
Here.
Sorry, my bad.
The only place there are pigeons here is under that train bridge
I've
by
seen
Old Town.
Pigeons.
That's where they all live.
Pigeons exist, man.
Yeah, and they're spying to make our lives better, exactly. Also, all the pigeons are unemployed right now, so.
Huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just shotgun a cough drop. Take it down with whiskey, man.
Right. Dude, these Ricola, this is the first time I ever got Ricola.
Ricola!
Over Halls. This is honey cherry.
Okay.
Awesome.
Really? They work good?
I upvote this.
I upvote Ricola. Write that down. It's got the Seth Colby stamp of approval.
If you need cough drops, they are the recommended. Sponsored cough drops of the Seth and Colby show.
Colby would know too. He needs them all the time.
All the fucking time. It's sad, actually.
Oh, honey cherry sounds amazing. Does it taste like it has medicine in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It tastes like a cherry candy.
Okay. All right. That sounds good,
man. See, I've had regular cherry cough drops.
Okay,
like
yeah.
Added honey benefit.
Right. And there's they're chunky, too. They're like Jolly Ranchers.
Nice.
Like the Halls I never like because they come in a little paper bag, you know. And they're all individually wrapped. They look like candy. I feel like they work like candy. Because I do personally believe that half of medicine is mental. You know?
They look exactly the same. They both got a hole.
Oh, you have a fancy Halls.
What?
I've never seen Halls in like a stick.
Yeah, I got these at Quick Trip.
Interesting. See, I always thought they came in a bag.
Yeah, you can get them in a bag.
Yeah. What are we talking about? This is the oldest man show in the history of old man shows.
They come in bags? You got a stick. You also got a rock.
And the only time I ever got candy out of bag were my Werther's Originals and my gosh darn whipping snapper grandchildren. Oh no, back in my day, they were a nickel. They were a nickel. Mm-hmm. Gas was 18 cents.
Okay.
Oh god, that'll be our show one day.
Oh yeah, it will be.
I
make it.
Well, you're just as likely as I am.
If I make it, I don't know, man.
You're sick from like here up. I'm sick from like
it's
here down.
It's real bad too, because like I have health insurance for the next like 5 months.
Yeah,
should probably take advantage of it.
It's funny.
Before
I'm gonna get
out.
Health insurance literally days after yours ends.
That's true.
We're gonna trade.
You're the worst.
It's gonna be great, dude.
You're the worst.
Ludens? No, we don't like lewd things in this chat, just in my DMs. Next, you'll talk about the strawberry candies at Grandma's house.
Ludens.
Listen, pro.
I think I had Ludens.
Are you talking about those strawberries that have, like, the green twist and, like, the red wrapper with the yellow dots on them? Because those things are straight flame. I would gladly eat those.
Ludens is another form of cough drop.
Luden is, like, yeah.
It's the oval kind.
Well, that's what I thought Halls were. I don't know anything about cough drops, actually.
Well, they might be. The ones in the stick are square and they have holes in them.
Holes?
Yeah.
Well, in case you swallow it, like, you don't
you
choke.
You miss out on, like, I'm going to say 20% of the cough drop.
It's because the old people... With,
look at it. There's a big old hole.
That's where you keep your weed, bro.
The weed stash?
It's not a hole. It's like a... It's a dip. Yeah, it's an indention.
But there's like 20% of this cough drop just gone immediately. Fucking waste.
Why is that there? That's literally there.
I don't know. My guess is to create suction on your tongue so you don't swallow
I think you just get gypped out of that part of cough drop, but they're saving money.
I agree.
Because over, you know...
It's the same way, but they taste great.
A billion cough drops, that much little liquid saved, you know, is like $100 or whatever.
I have eaten so many cough drops in the last fucking 2, 4, 5 days.
Sucks, man.
End my life.
It sucks.
End it.
Did you know, speaking of candy, Chris was telling me this yesterday, you know those Valentine's candy that has like, you are mine, or be mine, or hot lips, or whatever they say, you know? Mm-hmm. Those aren't coming out this year, apparently, from Necco, because they got bought by another company, and they didn't have time to produce them, because, and here's the part I want to talk about, it takes 11 full months for them to create enough of those hearts for Valentine's Day. That means that in theory... If you bought some of those, they could be nearly a year old when you eat them.
Then why just not use the ones from last year that didn't get eaten?
That's what I'm saying.
Because then they would be 2 years? Those things aren't
bad. I mean, if they last a year, aren't they going to last 2 years?
Yeah, they aren't. They don't go bad.
Right. So why not just make them all year round?
I have a bag of Chex Mix in my cabinet.
Right. That won't go bad. That's 90% salt.
It went bad in 2017.
Right.
I'm like, no, it didn't.
Yeah, it did not. I think they legally got to put a date on there, but it's a lie.
Yeah.
It's a lie. And they aren't good. Taylor's right. They do taste awful, but like, I don't know, man. I feel like it's all lies. Like, I'm going through it a lot right now.
Through the lies of the Jedi.
Here's what it is, all right? It's the hashtag stay woke moment of the Seth and Colby Show, okay? I don't care at all about the Super Bowl commercials. They're no longer good.
Yeah, no, okay? They're going to be all Me Too and all fuck Trump.
I am so mad. Mm-hmm. At marketing companies, because you know I have a marketing background and I see this stuff more than the average person, and it maddens me because I'm stupid. Okay, that's fine. I'll be bad at it. It's no longer my job. All right. Here's the thing: they are now being inundated with hundreds. I've seen dozens, but I'm sure there's hundreds of ads that are like, "This commercial is too racy for the Super Bowl. Check it out here." Like our rejected ad for the Super Bowl that CBS turned down. And all it is a free play to get their commercial scene. They're not really turned down. There was one today for meals, you know, the microwave meals, Devour meals. And it was a food porn addiction. And so it was like shaped like the guy was addicted to porn. It was affected his relationship, but it's actually the Devour food meals. And you know they weren't going to pay $14 million because right now $7 million for a 30-second ad is this year's Super Bowl. You know that Devour Foods was not going to pay $14 million to air that ad. You know they weren't. They just said, rejected, and then they put it on Twitter, and then people were like, did you see this ad? Like, I hate it. Stay woke out there. Stay woke. Realize.
That's ingenious, man.
That's what Taylor said. I love it. Smarty snorting was a thing when I was in middle school. Thank God I never did it. I knew a guy who snorted pixie stick dust. I have that on video. It did not work well for him. But Smarties, by the way, great.
I have a video of a guy snorting salt. That was fun to watch.
Salt?
Yeah, it was probably not good for your nose.
No, Matthew used to eat Kool-Aid powder. This guy snorted pixie dust. Mm. That's what it is. Here we go, man. See, here it is. 2 days ago. Okay, I don't like. I really hate showing you guys this because we're just giving them what they want, which is free advertising. But like, this has 2 million views on it. Okay, 2 million views, and it says, I don't know. It says uncensored. I saw it on Twitter, and it was like. It was like, this commercial was too racy for the Super Bowl. Watch it here in its entirety.
Those are stupid spam.
We'll watch as much of this as we can.
It's addicted to frozen food.
You just tell me when you can't stand it anymore.
He watches it at least 2 to 3 times a day.
Please don't click that More Matthew link, okay?
The other day, I found his hidden stash. This addiction has turned him into a 3-minute man.
First of all, 3 minutes, pretty good.
I tried to spice things up, but it didn't really work.
I mean, that chicken and asparagus look like garbage. You're liking this, aren't you? You like this commercial.
It's real funny.
God, you're a simple idiot. I love you.
Now we are into amateur food videos.
It is so dumb.
Like, all my point is, you know they didn't try to give this to the Super Bowl. They just made this and they're saying that they did.
Great name for a frozen food company, though.
My boyfriend
Devour? I think it's Campbell's. They advertise on Dr. Disrespect stream all the time, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really? Really? But yeah. Yeah. Really? Taylor, why you put that Matthew photo in the chat?
Do that.
You know what? I wonder if this still works. Okay, good. It does. Okay.
That's just a slug of a human.
Yeah, I was wondering if it didn't work, because that's on my Tumblr, which I used to have a lot of scantily clad naked women on it. And Tumblr, you know, got rid of all not safe for work stuff. And so they started, I got an email that's like, we detected not safe for work account on your Tumblr. And then they started deleting stuff. And that is the most not safe for work thing on that Tumblr.
Right.
There could literally be a gangbang of 80 people spread eagle in 8K resolution. And it would be more safe for work than that photo of Matthew that I'm not going to show on Twitch. Because if you didn't click that link,
You don't need to see it.
Yeah. Don't click that link. It's not okay. It's not okay.
But. Yeah, buddy.
But yeah, stay woke out there with the commercials. There's going to be a million of them. There's going to be a million of them over the next couple weeks of this ad got rejected for the Super Bowl. No. Click here and buy Devour Foods.
Nobody's that stupid.
Dude, you'd be surprised by how dumb people are, man. You'd be really surprised by how dumb people are.
I'm saying it's not Devour Foods' strategy. It's some dumbass Twitter retweet motherfucker.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah,
putting the stupid stuff.
Of course.
Who clicked it?
Pro Xbox clicked it. He should not
have
done that.
Terrible decision.
Budweiser commercial, the Tom Brady's Super Bowl commercials. Budweiser has already released their Super Bowl ad. They put it up on Twitter today. It's about how their beer is all made with 100% renewable wind energy.
And who gives a fuck?
I only saw about 10 seconds of it, but there was a dog just getting blown by the wind, and it was a cute dog, so I'm 100% in.
Nope.
Commercials with dogs?
Nope.
I like it.
Nope.
I like it.
So I'm rewatching the Pirates movies.
Okay. Which ones are you going to skip?
I skipped the first one.
That's the best one!
Nah, but if you've seen it over and over again.
That's true. It's probably the one people have seen the most. It's true.
So I'm skipping everything after. So really, there's only two.
Right. Well, that's what I was asking. Are you watching the one without Orlando Bloom?
No.
But there's one after that that has Orlando Bloom, right?
Yeah. There's two.
Well, there's Black Pearl. Then there's
Dead Man's Chest
with the octopus face.
Dead Man's Chest, At World's End.
Yes.
Those are the two I just watched.
And then there's the one where they're not in it, but then there's the reboot that just came out last year.
Yeah.
And
but
that one has.
They're not in it.
I thought they were in it.
They're like in it for like 5 seconds.
Oh, God. It's one of those movies.
Yeah.
It's like when Bryan Cranston was in Godzilla.
And I'm pretty sure they made a cameo in the one that they weren't in either. So they're both kind of the same.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, your thoughts?
There's a lot of fucking death in those movies.
Yeah, man.
They're Disney movies.
Oh, yeah. Maybe the PG-13, though.
Yeah, but fucking Marvel.
Yeah.
And Star Wars.
There's lots of death in those movies, too.
No.
I mean, not in Star Wars, but there is in Marvel.
No.
I mean, the entirety of Civil War is based on the fact that they kill 1,000 innocent people.
Yeah, but they don't show nothing. They show this chick getting popped in the head.
It's
like,
stylized, though.
No.
What about Bambi's mom, dude?
I don't give a fuck, dude. This chick, they show a dude with a pistol.
Uh-huh.
Pull the trigger. Cut to the two Asian chicks. One of them gets shot in the fucking head. bullet hole in the head, blood, she dies in the arms of her sister.
Top 10 death scenes, Pirates of the Caribbean, dude.
Is this really a fucking video?
Yeah. Is it the Kraken?
Think you can outrun the world?
What is this one?
Oh yeah, and this guy just gets choked the fuck out.
Okay.
Still not that bad. That would be in Star Wars.
Here's Sal Fang. I mean, look at this dude!
Yeah, man!
He's really messed up!
Yeah!
I mean, he's got like a... He's got like... Oh my god! That is kind of violent.
It's a lot more violent than you remember. Also, a lot of sex innuendos.
Well, I mean, he's basically a hentai monster. I mean, that is the entire movie.
Just a lot of dead people, man. Calypso. Bill Nye, great performance, though.
Dude, these movies are actually great.
They are.
I kind of want to watch them again.
They are actually really great. They're like... It's like half Transformers, half, like, Dark Knight.
Yeah, but you can follow the plot, because they're pirates.
There's, like, real dumb set pieces.
I really hate Johnny Depp, though.
Yeah. Well, fucking, what, Orlando Bloom's not that much better.
I don't feel like ships explode like that.
No, they really don't.
It's, I mean, it's the 1600s. I don't feel like ships just implode. And his body survived it somehow, by the way. The whole ship imploded and his corpse just lands in the water. That's his dad, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, we don't care about
that guy.
I want to get to the one where the women get stabbed.
I don't think that's going to be in here, man.
Who's Weatherby Swan?
That's her dad.
Wait, her dad dies?
Yeah, man. You don't really tell, though. He's in the locker.
Dude, that's messed up, dude. Okay, that's like a long time ago. I don't care about that one.
I don't think it's gonna be in here, bro.
Dude, it better be in here, man.
It's definitely not. This is Jack's death.
Jack dies?
In the second one. Then they have to go to
Jones. They have to go back to J.B. Jones or whatever.
Yeah, man. He just gets eaten.
Where's number one?
That was number one. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Like, everyone literally dies in this movie. I forgot about that. Well, I'm
they're
sad I didn't see
yours. They're not super great, but they're really good.
I don't know. They're good popcorn movies.
Yeah.
So have you watched the new one? Hey, Jenny, how you doing? Have you watched the newest one?
Yeah.
Is it as good as you remember?
No, it sucks ass.
You know they're rebooting them again without Johnny Depp.
I thought he was going to be in one more.
Oh, is he?
I thought.
I had a story on, I want to say it was like a month ago. We didn't get to it, but it was like how Pirates of the Caribbean production is going to save like $60 million by just not having Johnny Depp in the movie.
Really?
Like, imagine 60 extra million dollars they could spend on effects or more boats or...
I don't care.
You know. What's happening? Do we... Why can't people just be normal?
I don't know, man.
It sucks, dude. It sucks. Anyway, what were we talking about?
I like how you ban people for no reason now.
Dude, you didn't say that was banned? You know? We didn't get to... Hey, listen, Taylor, we talk about a lot of stuff. Okay, should we get to a story right now?
I was telling a story.
Oh, okay. Continue with the story. Sorry.
They're good.
I thought that was the story, that Pirates of the Caribbean were more violent than I remember.
Well, yeah, and it makes me upset about Star Wars and Marvel. I want to see motherfuckers getting shot in the dome.
In
Show
Marvel?
Show it to me. Yes.
I mean...
More
half,
death.
I mean, half of the world just got killed in the last movie.
That doesn't matter.
You need on-screen brutal violence?
Yes, blood.
I mean, you probably...
Give me the blood.
You're probably not going to get that from Marvel.
I know! It's bullshit. They used to do it, now they can't do it. Fucking goddamn snowflake society.
All that work and just for a drop of blood.
Chuck Hardwood.
That was my Thanos.
That was a bad Thanos.
You're just drinking whiskey right out of the bottle right now. I just want that to be known.
It's the only way to clear the throat, man. Oh.
Okay,
it works every time.
I bet it does. You know, we still got half the show left. And then you got to play 2 hours of robot murders.
Yeah, you're going to be talking for most of that.
That's generally how it is, so.
Yeah. I'm going to stay down here.
Do you think Taylor is going to stay for it this time, or do you think she'll leave she did the last time?
No, I don't think she gives a shit.
No. Taylor.
I'm going to stay in this creepy
voice. Do you think Taylor went back and watched...
No, she doesn't care.
You murder that man that she hated?
No, it doesn't matter. Okay. Well, I killed one that she hated and one that she loved.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I tried to stay. What kept her?
Excuses.
Did someone vacuum her up? Like. All right, man. Do you want to talk about? We have three things we could talk about.
I don't want to talk about anything. You can talk about something though.
You want to talk about the Oscar nominations?
No. What's the second one?
Bad Robot getting bought.
What?
Or an asteroid being knocked out of orbit.
What are the Razzies?
That's part of the Oscars.
No.
Yeah, they're attached. We're talking about the best. And we talk about the worst.
The worst. Let's talk about the worst.
No, we gotta talk about the best first.
Why would we do that?
Because I'm mad about the Oscars this year.
Well, they probably suck, yeah.
What do you call the opposite? What do you call the people who hate SJWs?
Racists.
Also, bigots. Can I tell you something that I thought of the other day?
What's that?
So, if you're a liberal retard.
See, you banned them too quick.
Taylor doesn't know. How does Taylor know?
She knows.
She doesn't.
Yeah, we're fascist. You're a fascist.
No, she's saying that's the opposite of an SJW.
No, I'm saying keep you're up. The fascist.
So if you're a liberal retard, you're a libtard, right?
Yep.
But if you're a Republican retard, you're just a retard.
You're a re-re. But you can't say retard if you're making fun of Republicans because it's not politically correct if you're a libtard.
They messaged you?
Yeah, they have to. Okay. You have to.
All right, I'll unban you. There, you're not banned, but you're on thin ice. You have one chance.
The Republican racists, man. Bigots. Fascists.
Okay, anyway, here's what I'm talking about.
Homophobes.
So, whatever the opposite of SJWs are.
Yep.
Because everyone says that SJWs are the reason that Black Panther got nominated for Best Picture, right?
And it also got nominated because
it has like
the most money ever.
It has like 7 nominations, okay?
God, are you fucking kidding
Well,
me?
They're like special effects and sound mixing, and Best Picture is the one that matters, okay?
Their special effects sucked ass.
They did.
They were awful.
Okay, we're going to have to pull up the list. If you're going to get technical.
I'll be technical about Black Panther.
I don't think it's actually special effects. Anyway, here we go, okay?
I don't like that movie.
So all of the opposite people from the SJWs, it was okay. It's not my favorite Marvel movie.
It's fine.
And I think most people like
time to give a fucking comic book character a fucking
Here's
Oscar.
The thing. Here's the thing. Okay, it's not going to win, but people are like, how does this movie get nominated and the Black Knight doesn't get nominated? And then they say it's all politics. Okay.
Dark
Knight, whatever. Oh, okay. Whatever, okay? Black Panther, Dark Knight, there's too many shades.
I was like, the Black Knight is a movie starring Martin Lawrence.
And that movie also should have been nominated for the record, okay?
True.
That was a great movie. He went back in time, and he was black, and he was a knight, and you go the whole plot from the movie in the title. I miss when movies were simple like that, okay?
Great.
I miss when movies were simple like that. Mm. Anyway, here's the point. I don't understand. I get what they're saying, that it's politics, okay? But I don't get the comparing it to Dark Knight. Like, I guess what I don't understand is why aren't people happy that a comic book movie got nominated to begin with? Like, sure, it may be in there because of the political push to get it nominated.
Well, shouldn't we be happy
that they're finally doing a movie that people have actually seen?
Shut up, you SJ cuck. God damn. That's the dumbest thing to ever say.
Like, this sets it up for Infinity War next year to get nominated.
No, it doesn't. Is that cast going to be all black? Then no, it's not getting nominated. Fuck.
I shouldn't have talked about this with Chuck Hartwood.
I think I shouldn't have. I think the main thing is it's nerds who are like, okay, if you're going to pick a movie that is in this realm of comic books, there are so many better ones to choose.
But and if you pick ones from this year, that's something else. Like, I think that
the Oscars are it's clearly
agreed
political.
Agreed, but it does set precedent.
Clearly,
right?
No, it does not.
It does.
It's a
comic book movie. Here's what's nominated.
You're telling me if there's an all white cast with an all white lead and it's about something.
You don't
new,
think Endgame is going to get nominated
some
next year?
Colonizers? Fuck no.
You don't. What if?
Fuck
what
no.
if it is?
It's not.
Well, you take it all
not
back.
Not for Best Picture.
Oh, what if it is?
It might be for special effects. That's the only thing popcorn movies get.
But that's the point. That's not true anymore because Black Panther is now nominated and it's a popcorn movie.
But it wasn't just a popcorn movie.
Well, right. But if it takes that type of push to get a popcorn movie into the list, isn't that something good?
No, because then you're being like, okay, you're going to have Endgame, right?
Uh-huh.
One of the best, probably, comic book movies to ever come out.
Certainly, yes.
Okay, it's not going to get an Oscar.
But what if it does?
No, just listen.
Okay.
It doesn't.
Okay, all right.
Black Panther did. So what does that tell studios?
Yes.
That tells studios to make comic book movies with an all-black cast or an all-minority cast to Africa Dog.
Okay. You said too many words. The wind in your throat.
It ran out.
Okay, so that makes sense, all right? And I don't think there's anything wrong with them making more movies with more diverse casts, as long as the movies are good, which Black Panther happens to be good. Not Best Picture good, but it was watchable. Here's what else is nominated. Okay, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star Is Born, Vice, and then Black Panther.
Wow, really?
Like, Black Panther doesn't...
There was really no, like, Oscar-y movies.
Roma.
Like, none of those. Yeah, Roma.
Roma is.
Green Book, I guess.
Hey, Jitty, welcome back. Sorry for banning you if you're not a troll.
I want to go see... I'm gonna go see Vice, probably Saturday.
Yeah. Well, people...
Bohemian Rhapsody, I just watched that. It was fucking great.
Well, and here's the thing, okay? Like, I am a straight white male, also, less importantly, that is,
straight.
To this... Okay, yeah, that's fair. But I gotta be a straight white male for the podcast, otherwise I can't say it. Okay? Okay, here's the thing. More importantly than all that, I'm a bona fide idiot. Okay? I am just dumb. Big old dummy. Right here. Okay? Here's the thing. I read all these people talking about how Black Klansman, it's got KKK in the title, instant nomination. Okay? Bohemian Rhapsody, Freddie Mercury, gay, instant nomination. The Favorite, about lesbians, instant nomination. Green Book, about a black and white man in the South in the 50s, instant nomination. Roma, mostly in Spanish, black and white out art house movie, instant nomination. A Star Is Born, Bradley Cooper, I don't understand how that movie gets in there. I don't really know how that fits the mold. Musical, maybe? Token musical?
Maybe.
And then Vice, George Bush, Dick Cheney, political comedy, gets nominated. Mm-hmm. I understand why people are saying all of that about those movies and about Black Panther. My point is, aside from all of that, shouldn't we objectively be like, it's good that the Oscars put a comic book movie in there? That way they can no longer point back and be like, we don't nominate comic book movies, because now they can't say that ever again.
Mm-mm.
You don't think that's worth it?
No. It's like saying Babe Ruth's the best baseball player because he played before black people could, man.
Well, that's true.
There's a big old asterisk right next to
that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with
James. You can have it in there.
Like, Black Panther made a ton of money. I think people enjoy seeing movies with different representation. I mean, I don't... We have talked about this on the show.
Mm.
We don't understand representation and how important representation is, because we're dead inside. Mm-hmm. And no one represents death inside. Okay? We just can't be represented. But there's obviously a ton of kids out there that are now... doing Wakanda Forever because they see a black superhero, and that's a big deal to them. Mm-hmm. All right? People tell that anecdotally. I mean it. Okay? We are two white guys. It's very true. Very white. Especially, I'm whiter than the average whitest man.
I'm Puerto Rican, man.
You are not Puerto Rican.
SA, I don't know what you're talking about.
You want movies about miserable people? Actually, that's most of the movies I watch.
Those are all the movies I watch.
Except for Pirates of the Caribbean.
My favorite show is Always Sunny.
That's not a movie about miserable people. That's a show about people making other people miserable. There's a difference.
Yeah, to keep themselves sane. Welcome to this
fucking
show.
Are you just making me miserable for your own sanity every week?
Oh, definitely.
Is that what's happening here?
Mm-hmm.
He's Korean. Yeah, I forgot about
that. Yeah, back off my Asian heritage.
Okay, I don't know why I expected Chuck Hardwood to agree with me, but I don't know. I just feel like I read that and I get angry because I'm just happy that a comic book movie got nominated.
But asterisks.
I mean, I agree it's an asterisk. It got nominated. Well, I think you could look at it without politics and just be like, I got nominated because it was such a big part of our culture worldwide this year.
Nope.
That's what I think.
I don't think so.
I think you could look at it that way if you're not a little bit racist.
Bigger than Infinity War?
Yes, it made more money than Infinity War. Jenny just put in chat, it's $1.34 billion. It was one of the biggest movies last year. It made more money than Star Wars, made more money than Infinity War. Now, Endgame's going to come in and just boom next year, and that's why I'm hoping that Marvel put all their... They didn't want to push Infinity War this year because Black Panther can do it this year. And then next year, now that the precedent is set, they can nominate Endgame for Best Picture. Because it will be the best picture, probably, of the entire decade. Not only this decade, but also the next decade. And if it's not, then my hype is not going to live up to the hype.
No.
All right. Get your facts out of here unless they agree with me, all right? $2.4 billion. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
I mean,
Black Panther in Infinity War, though.
True.
Yes.
Barely.
In there more than Black Widow.
In there more than Captain America.
That's true. Captain America not in Infinity War enough.
No.
He needs to be in there more.
Yeah, and now...
Are you mad that we only got, like, 20 minutes of bearded Cap?
Yeah, right.
That sucks, right?
Give us more of that.
Yeah. I love and your throat. I hear your throat collapsing, and you're just chugging Crown Royal out of the bottle. This is not good for your health, man.
Well, I didn't want to cancel another show. However, I'm going to be regretting it tomorrow when I cannot actually speak.
I mean, if we need to cancel Colby Plays Games, I understand. It's fine.
I'm getting my robot on, man. It's the only thing I'm looking forward to.
I have been looking forward to it all week, seeing you make those decisions. I really enjoy it.
Yeah,
so.
I actually don't. It was a lot more pressure than I was ready for. I was like, oh,
yeah, it is. It's intense.
Game.
And it gets worse.
If I can't play as that one guy again... Let it live, man. I sound like Danny DeVito. Let me go with it. If I don't get to play as the fucking blue-eyed black dude again, I'm going to be upset.
Would you like to offer me an egg in this trying time, sir?
Would you like an egg, sir?
Oh, my God, dude. I'm a little worried. Okay, well, that discussion went about as well as I thought it was.
What else, man?
Let's see. Best director, Roma, The Favorite, Black Klansman, Vice, Cold War. Best actress, Roma, The Wife, The Favorite, A Star Is Born. What?
Just blowing through them. Who's going to win?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen... What? Okay, so here's the nominations.
Well, it's just best guess, motherfucker. You know movies.
I haven't seen... I think Roma's going to sweep, personally. Really? I think Roma will win Best Picture, Best Director.
Out of all the ones I hate... It's probably Roma.
Why?
Because it's in black and white and Spanish. Man. I'm not understanding.
I don't mind that it's in Spanish. I mind a little because I hate reading, but I really mind that it's in black and white.
Visuals and subtitles. I don't get anime people. I honestly don't.
What's anime have to do with anything?
Because they're like really good hand-drawn animations, but you can't watch them because you're reading shit.
Well, a lot of people will tell you they watched... Well, no, I guess that's not true. People watched... People who watch dub anime are like blasphemers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not me. I watch
Ash
the dub.
Is really in anime? I don't know which one he goes with, man. He just put on Facebook, he's like, man, I'll watch Naruto anytime in my life. I'm like, what?
Yeah, but we've known Bash for a long time.
Yeah,
he's never liked anime.
As soon as I dipped from his life constantly, anime filled in.
What does that say about you? Someone's going to read into that.
I'm the human equivalent to anime. I don't know. I guess I'm just God tier, maybe. I don't know. Some people like me like a whole lot. Some people don't understand me. That makes sense.
I thought I understood you, and now I don't.
I lost
you. If you left my life, would I watch anime?
See, I'm like anime without subtitles on right now. You can't understand me.
There are some people out there, I think, that speak enough Japanese, they could probably watch it, you know. I don't know.
Fuck no.
I don't like black and white, but he's the guy who did Gravity, and he's the guy who did Children
yes,
of Men.
Alfonso Cuarón is great.
If
but
anyone
I just
can
don't.
Make a black and white movie visually stunning, don't you think it'd be him?
That's what I'm saying. It's going to look great, but I won't be able to see it because I'm going to be reading.
We agree that it would be better if it was in color. It may look great. Did you watch the black and white Logan? Because you know they wanted that movie to be in black and white.
No, I watched this, like, film analysis YouTube channel that puts a lot of scenes from the movie in black and white at some points in time when he's analyzing them.
Okay.
And they look fine.
I mean, the director did a black and white cut of that movie.
I literally can give two shits less
By the
if
way,
it's in color or black and white.
The end of the show on Sunday, you told me about how Hugh Jackman posted that Instagram photo where he said hashtag cameo and he was getting worked out. Mm-hmm. I went and listened to the most recent interview I could find of him. Long-form interview, and Howard Stern had happened to do one back in November. Mm-hmm. Okay, now granted, it's November. Okay, that's 2 months ago. A lot can happen in 2 months. But I think in November, Fox was already being bought, right? Like, that was already news.
It's been like all last year, right?
Yeah. So he would have known that Disney was going to own Wolverine and that he would be in the Marvel Universe.
And he already said that was the only time he'd come back and do it.
And Howard flat out asked him, are you going to be Wolverine again? And he said no.
He has to say that.
No, I don't think he does.
Oh, 1,000%.
I don't think he does. He was very convincing. He was very convincing that he was done with that part of his life.
Do you remember the entire in-between of Game of Thrones season 5 to 6?
No.
Jon was dead.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he had to tell everyone.
And we all knew he was going to be alive anyway?
No.
Yeah, we did.
He went around saying he was dead.
Yeah, but we all knew he wasn't. And he still said he was dead. You're making your point better, even though you're disagreeing with my logic. I'm saying that we all knew he was going to come back to life anyway, and he was still saying he was dead, even though we all knew he was lying.
Of course he does. He has to do that.
I don't know, man. He went into detail about his workout for those movies, and it sounded like he did not want to do it ever again. Did you know what he said he did? There was a word for it. I don't remember, but bodybuilders do it. You may know about it. Apparently, before his shirtless scenes, like
he would not drink water and then drink a whole lot.
No, he wouldn't drink any water. What he said he would do is he would drink 7 liters of water a day.
That's right.
And then 36 hours before the scene, he would drink nothing. Mm-hmm. No water, nothing. Absolutely no liquids in his body whatsoever. And then right before the scene, he said he would then drink pure glucose, just straight sugar, and eat like a Reese's peanut butter cup. And then that's why his veins would pop out of his arms. Because the first liquid that hits his system is sugar. And so it just overloads his system, and that's why all his veins pop up. And that's what he said he had to do before the Wolverine shirtless scenes, where he looks all veiny. Pass on that.
Hard pass.
Pass on that, dude.
I guess that's what you got to do.
I mean, if you're 50-some years old, are you going to want to do that again?
No, but you don't got to do that. Robert Downey Jr. looks somewhat ripped for Iron Man. He didn't fucking do that.
Yeah, but he's Wolverine, dude. He's always got to look young and he's got to look strong.
He does not. He looked old as fucking Logan.
He also said that he was really proud of the last movie he did and he wanted to go out on that note.
That's understandable, but no.
He said he went to dinner with Jerry Seinfeld when he was thinking about quitting Logan. Mm-hmm. And Jerry Seinfeld told him that he decided to leave Seinfeld instead of coming back for more and more money. Because he said it's good to leave when there's still some creative juice left in the tank. So that you can... Because he says if you go completely empty on the creative juice tank, you may never get creative juice again. It just goes dry. But if you leave some in there, you can use that to start another project that flames your next creative outlet. That's what Jerry Seinfeld said to Hugh Jackman, and that was the advice.
And then what did Jerry Seinfeld do?
He counted his money.
The fucking B-movie.
Oh, God, the B-movie.
Yeah.
Like...
Let's just thank the Lord that he got royalties for Seinfeld.
Oh, he's got more money than Jesus.
Yeah.
But Larry David's show, better than Seinfeld, for the record.
Which one?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, sure.
It's better. Anyway, I wanted to point out to our audience, make sure you guys know for sure, that we will not only run this show until the creative tank is dry or until Colby leaves, whichever happens first, but we will also continue to do this show even when it's bad.
Hmm.
Which may or may not already be happening. We're not totally sure. But I want you to know that it's going to happen.
We're here whether you like it or not.
Right.
We're like a comfort blanket.
It did make me think, though. Because, like, I do 40 hours, roughly 40 hours of live content. New live content every week. All right? Like, 6 hours a day of me talking. Using some of the same jokes, clearly. All right, but in new ways every day. And it makes me wonder that when I'm 80, like Howard, if I'll want to do 3 days because I won't have anything else to say. Do you think that's possible? Because I don't feel like it's possible right now for me to ever run out of things to say. You think it'll ever be possible for me to not talk?
Probably.
Like, what would you think of me if I didn't talk? Would it be weird? Like, what if you came over and I was just quiet?
I've seen that. It's happened. I mean, on an actual show, it hasn't happened. so you probably shouldn't do it now, you fucking piece of shit.
He's making the fist. I mean, I'm very quiet after the show. Yeah. Generally, because
I've seen it. These people probably have.
Well, I'm mostly quiet after the show because Chris doesn't need to hear me speak.
No.
She doesn't have anything. I don't have anything of interest to say to her.
I really don't need to hear you.
No, you don't. I just keep trying to impress you because I want you to desperately love me. Chris already loves me because of my sexy rockin' bod. All right? Like you I got to continually impress. So I got to stroke you with my wit, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. You want to do this? Yeah.
Can't see mine.
Well, it doesn't look like that. Okay. I just it's curious. I just feel like that's such a I don't know. I feel like Howard doesn't run out of things to say. He's just he's so rich he can take days off. I think that's more what it is. But there's lots of Twitch streamers out there. It blows my mind. Like there's lots of Twitch streamers out there that are diversifying because they.
Yeah, well, maybe it's not that you can't. I'm sure he could do.
I just
five, but he probably wants to do other things since that's all he's done.
I don't know, man.
Like, don't you want? Wouldn't you rather take 3 days if you could? If you had the money and you lived in the mountains and you'd take the other 3 days to fucking go out
into
the
wilderness. At this point in my life, honestly, I go crazy if I don't do this. That's why I couldn't retire. It drove me nuts. It drove me nuts to not have a creative outlet.
Weird.
Like, when I go on my honeymoon, you know, for that week, and I'm not going to do any content, I'm going to die.
You could do like a...
Yeah, people keep telling me
out
that.
Out on safari kind of thing.
Like I got enough data to live stream. Lol.
Not live stream. Just take videos and post them on Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do that. I'll definitely be posting my social media and on my Snapchat. By the way, follow me, ZSwigsHigh, on
Why
Snapchat.
Why are you on Snapchat?
Because people ask me to be on Snapchat. And I hope
Who
people send me pictures. I hope people send me nudes. That's all I want, man. And Snapchat's a place to get nudes. N-O-O-D-S, by the way. What do you mean, who asked me to be on Snapchat?
Yeah.
My chat did.
Why?
Because a lot of them use Snapchat.
Who the fuck's on Snapchat?
Dude, a lot of people are on Snapchat.
You know the last time I opened Snapchat?
A million years ago.
It was to look at Tony P's shit.
He posted a great picture of chicken parm today, Bob. By the way, can I show you something? I can't show this to you, chat, because it's not going to translate. I'll just describe it. I got an email from him because he wants me to update his website a little bit. Okay? Look at this. Can you change the description of all of the templates? Okay? Look at the email he sent me. Yep.
Why?
It is. I can't show you. It's white text. So you open this email, and like you can't see it. It's just white.
It looks blank.
It's like a blank email, but I can see that there's letters in there. If I highlight, there's words. I don't even know how you do that. How do you send an email with white text?
I don't know.
And then if you see it, how do you go, that's fine, and then you hit send?
I don't know, honestly. He's got to be using some sort of dark mode email client. But like...
Yeah,
how does that
could be.
Not get like translated over into being black?
I don't know. And
why
I
stylize your email
text? I see that, and then I go to his Snapchat, and I see the photo of his chicken parm, and I'm like, he can't send emails. There's no way I'm eating his chicken parm. Because there's a finger or a toenail or something in that chicken parm.
I don't 100%. Understand how that man cooks.
I don't understand how he functions. Have you seen his latest YouTube video? It looks like someone's moving in the background.
I know, right?
We haven't looked at his stuff in a while. Let's check it out.
Whenever you pulled up V-neck.
Yeah,
him.
Deep V, yeah.
He had boxes back there, man. What the fuck? What the fuck, man?
He did just pass a million views, though, so, you know. He's,
congratulations.
He's got that on. No shit,
you think I know this purple. You think he's trying to evolve his content at all?
What's happening? Like, why is he got all these boxes in the background?
He has no other place.
Like,
for him.
He's got one room that he needs to keep tidy for his stream. He could just throw that off to the side for the 30 minutes it took to record this video. He's like, nah, these boxes are fine. Did you make that shirt for him, by the way?
Yeah.
And I knew it because it's not on his store. Mm-hmm. You should refuse to make that man things.
I did.
It didn't work! Because there he is, wearing something you made. How long ago did you make that?
That was a while ago.
Oh, okay, all right. I take it back then. Okay, I take it back.
Can we talk about the Razzies now since we talked about your stupid Oscars?
I'll talk about the Razzies. All right, here we go. Here's the ones that made the list, okay? Worst Picture, Gotti, which is that John Travolta movie. The Happy Time Murders, which is that Melissa McCarthy Muppet movie.
I heard that was awesome.
Holmes and Watson, Robin Hood, and Winchester.
I heard Robin Hood was, like, bland. It wasn't, like, bad. Like, that King Arthur reboot? I like that King Arthur reboot.
I know, dude. You talk about that King Arthur reboot more than you talk about anything else.
It's a fucking underrated-ass movie.
You gotta get over the King Arthur reboot, man.
No, because that was real good. I like Charlie Hunnam. I like the Guy Ritchie thing. Like, come on.
Worst Actress, Jennifer Garner in Peppermint, Amber Heard in London Fields, Melissa McCarthy for two movies, Happy Time Murders and The Life of the Party, Helen Mirren for Winchester, and Amanda Seyfried in The Clapper, which I assume is not a movie about... Right?
I don't want to know what that means.
Clap on, clap off? Mm. No. Worst Actor, Johnny Depp for Sherlock Gnomes, Will Ferrell for Holmes and Watson, John Travolta for Gotti, Donald Trump as himself in Death of a Nation and Fahrenheit 11-9, and Bruce Willis in Death Wish.
Death Wish was fucking fine.
One thing, I hate that Donald Trump's in there because he probably loves that he's nominated. All right, they did exactly what he wanted. And two, I'm very glad that they didn't nominate our boy, friend of the show. I forgot his name. The guy who's with Will Ferrell.
I was about to say Watson.
Yeah, it's Watson, but I don't know
his
name.
John C. Reilly.
That's it, John C. Reilly. Yes. Yes. Yeah. They didn't nominate him, which I feel good.
That's because he actually does other things with his life.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. He's a good friend of the show. Yeah, he comes on all the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Worst Supporting Actor, Jamie Foxx for Robin Hood. Ludacris from Show Dogs.
Oh, there's John C. Reilly.
Oh, no. After all that. Okay, there's a photo on here of this Muppet licking another Muppet, and now I kind of want to watch this movie. If there's Muppet on Muppet pornography, I want to be into
that. Actually,
you remember that scene from Team America: World Police with all the puppet sex?
Yeah,
that was the greatest scene ever. I learned more about sex that day in that movie theater than I did in all of the years I went to school.
Yeah, I don't think it's really fair that you nominate a documentary either.
We're supporting actress Kellyanne Conway. Kelly Preston, like, these are all terrible. Like, who cares? Worst Screen Combo. Any two actors or puppets, Happy Time Murders. Johnny Depp and his fast-fading film career from Sherlock Gnomes. Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. Kelly Preston, John Travolta. Donald Trump and his self-perpetuating pettiness. It's just like, okay. Like, has the Razzies jumped the shark?
Have they became their worst?
Like, should the Razzies be nominated for the worst award show now?
I think so,
right?
It's already a
terrible. Thing. And here's all the Oscar bait movies that didn't get nominated, but they're obviously made to get nominated. Mm. Boy Erased.
Is that about gay dudes?
Let's see. On paper, his follow-up scene to suggestion of more critical acclaim will be after World War More Bitch. It's a fact-based gay conversion drama, Boy Erased. The horrifying topical premise and stat cast, Lucas Hedges, Nicole Kidman, Russell Crowe couldn't bring to life Egerton's stale direction, lifeless script, entirely devoid of specificity. An awards-friendly bow at Telluride led to some polite reviews, but by release, any Oscar chances had been erased.
Hmm.
Welcome to Marwen. We watched the trailer for this.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And we pooped all over it. It's that Steve Carell movie where he's just playing with toys. Hmm. Like, he's cashing paychecks, he's just playing with toys. Stop it.
Isn't he in Vice?
I'm sure, because he loves to work with that guy.
I'm pretty sure he's in Vice.
Adam McKay. Loves that. Mary, Queen of Scots. Okay? On the Basis of Sex. That's that one about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The Front Runner. That's the movie that Hugh Jackman was promoting on Stern. Okay? Ben is Back. Don't know it. Beautiful Boy.
Is it just me or is Hugh Jackman looking less and less like a hunk and more like a weird old man?
Dude, well, he's getting old. You're cashing paychecks by playing games. Listen, Taylor, First of all, you better tier two sub to me tomorrow for that insolence, okay? She roasted me all morning today in my stream, and then she's like, I'm going to save it for tonight on Colby. And all she says, she roasted you once? She just roasted me again. How much money does she owe me for that comment right there?
$1,000.
You heard it, Taylor. $1,000.
My word's final, too.
Yeah, Colby never says anything that doesn't come true. Nope.
Just keep ramping that number up, Taylor. I'm surprised it's still in the 30s.
A beautiful boy, a private war. Like,
what the fuck is that one?
Rosamund Pike does a nude scene in it. I know that for sure. So, that's something.
She's got an eye patch on, bro.
I don't care. As long as her boobs don't. It's fine with me. Now I'm imagining her taking off her shirt and there's just one big eye patch.
I was watching Kevin Hart's stupid Cold as Balls series on YouTube.
Don't know what that is.
He interviews people in an ice bath.
That's a thing?
Yeah. It's sponsored by Old Spice and has a very large budget.
Okay, yeah.
Anywho. Ronda Rousey was on it.
And okay.
I was like, I totally seen her vagina.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fucked up.
Why?
Dude, she's like, that's fucked up.
Why is that weird?
It's just fucked up.
People have bodies, you know.
I didn't think she did. I thought it was like a mixed mash down there.
It's weird. I'm reading an article about different cultures. Because, like, it's so, like, being on Twitch, I get to experience, like, different people's culture and stuff. And, like, you know me, I don't...
Oh, yeah, you're so very...
Listen, my fame is influential, okay? So, like, I don't really care.
That was the hardest I've lasted today.
I don't really care about boobs, you know? Like, they're not...
That's the only thing you care
I
about. It's the only thing he cares about.
Oh, God. This is not gonna go.
If I were to say one thing that this man likes... It would be boobs.
It wouldn't be chicken wings?
No, it would be boobs
it wouldn't
or
be liquor.
Asian boobs. One of the two.
Anyway, here's the point.
Are you moving on? Moving on to dicks now?
I do like that, yeah.
Dicks and vaginas?
It's not about
not
the boobs,
anymore.
Okay? It's about... It's
the fact
about
that you've seen them?
People show them their taboo. And I like that people are open enough with me to do it. Because it makes me feel good that people care. That's what it's more about.
That's real dumb.
I don't care any more about boobs than I do dongs or butts.
That's real weird.
Okay, here's my point, though. All right, this is what I'm trying to get to before you laughed at me. All right? Okay?
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing.
Get to it.
I was reading this article, and like because like people in Africa and stuff, you know, they're topless and there's nothing about it. So someone was asking about how, like, does people being naked and then... Is it the clothes that people wear that make it weird? Or is it people being naked make it so you have to wear clothes?
What'd you just say?
So, like, the fact that Africans don't wear clothes.
Yep.
Okay? Like, as Americans, we go there, we're like, ooh, boobies, sex. Okay? But Africans don't do that because they're used to seeing boobs. So the question is, are people in Africa turned on by boobs because they see them all the time? Or are they not because they're naked all the time and they see them all the time? You see what I mean? You look like you're on Pluto right now.
I was trying to understand your very flawed way of expressing what you're trying to convey.
Basically,
yes.
Basically, here's the point.
And no.
It turns out that these cultures, what people find sexually attractive is what is covered.
Okay.
So, like, in Africa, or wherever, I'm just making up blanket places, okay? Like, they hide
I was going to say, that's racist.
Like, they hide their ankles.
Racist.
Okay? And so ankles are sexier.
Why?
Or, like, I think the example they gave were, like, bound feet in China. You know, they used to bind people's feet. Mm-hmm. And I guess in China, feet are still, like, overly sexy.
So that's where the foot fetish thing came from.
Well, I mean, I think that's just because people are weird. Okay? So, like,
no, that had to start from somewhere.
Well, okay, we'll blame the Chinese then for you. Okay, will that make you feel better?
The
point is that in China, people find feet more attractive But we don't. You don't look at a foot and you go, "That's a nice foot."
Dude, it turns me on. I don't know what you're talking about.
This is going nowhere.
I look at Brent's foot. I'm like, "Oh damn, it's go time."
So people aren't into feet here because they're no big deal.
I don't know what people you talking
here,
about.
Here you go. You want to get over your foot? God. Here, you like that? You like that, boy?
I don't like yours. I don't swing that way, man. God. Assuming my sexuality.
How much stuff just fell off that table over there?
That's what you get for being weird.
The point is that feet over there are attractive because they're covered usually, and they're taboo. And over here, they're not. Mm-hmm. So it's like that with boobs in other cultures. Like the ones that are just out,
so,
that's not a they look at boobs like we look at feet, which is like nothing new. Isn't that weird?
So, Free the Nipple, that campaign, would actually lead to us not liking boobs.
Yes.
Anymore.
It would turn it into us hypersexualizing whatever has remained covered. What's up, Jittisect? How you doing? It's very confused.
Yeah, I don't like that.
What, you want to sexualize boobs and you're sad if you can't? I mean, yeah. No one's going to stop you. It's like you said, there are people that are into feet, even though feet aren't taboo here. You can still be a...
You sure?
You can still have a boob
you
fetish.
You sure they're not from China?
I shouldn't have said anything. Let's end this show.
Let's get it.
I have ruined everything, okay? I have ruined it all, all right? Guys, thanks for being here. This is Seth and Colby Show. If you're new around here, I'm Seth. He's Colby. We do a show twice a week, once on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, once on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. We do a two-hour show on Sunday, and on Thursdays we do a one-hour show followed by 2 hours of Colby playing games, which is coming up right now. So if you're watching live on Twitch, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a five-minute break so Colby can pee, and then we're going to come back, and he's going to continue playing Detroit Become Human, doing his murderous robot Terminator run that he started last week. So don't leave. If you're watching on demand or you're on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or Spotify, listen to the audio version. Thank you very much for listening. Come to twitch.tv/SethandColby. Hit the follow button. Sub if you can. If you have Amazon Prime. If you have Amazon Prime, it's free to sub. So quit taking our free audio content and go and sub to us. Okay? Also, all the stuff. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It's all Seth and Colby. There's a Discord if you want to join it. You can buy merch, raptorteeth.live, and all these links and more, everything that I was talking about, okay? It's at SethandColby.com. And yes, we are dropping frames. Deal with it. We're about to go BRB. So, guys, if you're watching on Twitch, go nowhere. We're about to start Colby Plays Games. If you're listening on iTunes, we'll see you guys on Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern. We love you. We'll see you in a second.
Adios, smooch.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.